and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our last study of the book of Ephesians, we left off with verse 9, and we actually looked in verse 9 where it says, "For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth." Some would look at this as meaning that the person who is saved, they have these traits. Well, it is true that we who name Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we have been made righteous through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I believe verse 9 is speaking of the Spirit himself. He is all goodness, he is all righteousness, and he is all truth. And because of that, you and I have been given the privilege of being able to walk in the light. Now, some people do not take advantage of this. They do not ask Jesus Christ to come into the heart. They do not ask Jesus Christ to save them. So therefore, they cannot walk in the light. But those of us who have trusted Jesus as Savior, we have the light. He is the light. And he lives within us. The Holy Spirit is here with us. And because we have trusted Jesus as Lord and Savior, he is the true light, by the way, and because we have trusted him, we can tell other people about the light. Now, last time I mentioned the fact of John 1:1, where it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Well, who was the Word, and where do we find where the Word was made flesh? Well, notice in John 1:14, it says, "And the Word was made flesh, and where was this? He dwelt among us." Now this, of course, the apostles are speaking here, the people who were around that day when Christ walked this earth. Christ dwelt among the people. And John goes on to say in John 1:14, "And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." This is speaking, of course, of Jesus Christ. Well, notice what it says in John 1:9. It talks about the true light. It says that Jesus, and John 1:14 tells us who the Word was, and this is Jesus. John 1:9 says that was the true light. He is the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. I made mention last time that when someone stands at the great white throne judgment, this is the judgment that takes place for all people who are unsaved, who die and leave this life unsaved. They will stand at the white throne judgment. Might I say, I do not believe they will be standing. They will be kneeling before Jesus Christ, the judge. And I believe when the Bible says, "Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is God, that Jesus is the Savior," I believe that there comes a time when every single person will do that. But for those who stand at the white throne judgment, it will be too late for them to receive salvation, to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. When a person stands at that great white throne, judgment will be pronounced upon them when Jesus says, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you." And these people will be cast into the lake of fire. These are those people who have never trusted Jesus as Lord and Savior. They've never come to the light, who is Jesus Christ. And they will have no excuse when they stand there, because John 1:9 says that he lights every man that cometh into the world. In other words, he gives every person an opportunity to know him as Lord and Savior. I'm going to read that verse once again, John 1:9. "That was the true light," this is Jesus, "that was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world." There's no one who's going to have an excuse and say, "Lord, I didn't know, I did not know how to go to heaven." That is a total lie. And these people will be cast into the lake of fire. My encouragement to you today is, if you do not know Jesus Christ, you need to trust him. You need to ask him to come into your heart. You need to get saved. Now, for the saved person, we're to walk as children of light, not because of our righteousness, but because of the righteousness of God. And when we read Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 9, we realize we are to walk in light because the Holy Spirit is all goodness. This is not us. And that He is all righteous. That's not us. And He is all truth. Not us. We are to live our lives walking in the light of God by and through the goodness, righteousness, and truth of the Holy Spirit. That's how we live the successful Christian life. And we please God that way. Right now, rather than going to Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 10, I'd like for us to go back to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 10. I feel led of the Lord to go through this once again. I know we've looked at it, but I'd like to go back and look at that just before we continue on in chapter 5 of Ephesians. Well, notice verse 10 now of Ephesians chapter 1. It says that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him. Well, notice the term here, that in the dispensation. The word dispensation means the management of household affairs. Or in other words, it means a stewardship arrangement or that of administering to a household. A dispensation is an arrangement of things. It's a plan. Oh, the meaning is that there is a plan. And it was formed in order to complete, and that in full arrangement of things, or in the arrangements completing the filling up of the times. Notice the term, that in the dispensation. Now, God allows this so that He could gather together in one all things. One person has said to have it declared when the time was full come. In other words, when it was time. Well, notice here, not only does Ephesians in verse 10 say that in the dispensation, it says of the fullness of times. Well, when the times were fully completed, when all dispensations will have taken place according to His, and that's God's plan, that is those dispensations that He has arranged or judged necessary when the times are fully completed. When everything is completed in the time appointed. Now, the period referred to here in verse 10 is that when all things have or shall be gathered together in the Redeemer at the winding up of human affairs, or we might say the consummation of all things. Now, the plan stretched from before the foundation of the world to the period when all times should be completed. And, of course, all the events occurring in that intermediate period were embraced in the plan. In other words, there was a plan that God had. There was a time that God said man would be in charge of his property. Man was going to be placed here to take care of God's economy. And that took place when He placed Adam and Eve here on this earth, when He created them. He breathed the breath of life into the nostrils of man. And man was placed there to take care of the garden. But through the fall of man, he chose to sin rather than following God completely. When he did that, he placed this world into chaos. The dispensation that God had placed this man in was to take care of the world. And man failed to do what God wanted him to do. And you know that ever since then, man has failed to do everything that God wanted him to do. But thank God, there was a time when the Bible tells us that Jesus, God, prepared a coat of skins for Adam and Eve. And this is a representation of the robe of righteousness that you and I have because of Jesus Christ. And it was because of Jesus Christ that Adam and Eve, one day I'll see them in heaven because they were saved, not by their own doing, but by the doing of the Lord Jesus Christ. The lamb or these coats that were provided to them was a result of the slaying of an animal, of animals, sheep, to clothe them in a representation of the robe of righteousness that you and I have as saved people, the robe of righteousness that's supplied to us by our Savior Jesus Christ. Now, you and I can't see that robe, but it's just as, when we look at someone who has a robe on, we see that robe. Well, that's the way God sees us. When he looks at us, he sees that robe of righteousness. He sees Jesus Christ, our Savior. The Bible teaches me that one day I'm going to see my Heavenly Father because I have the robe of righteousness. Now, notice, if you would, about this fullness of times or the fullness of the dispensations of time. Revelation chapter 10 and verse 6 says, "And swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer." This is the end. This is the end of the dispensations of time. This is when all things come together, when the fullness of time has come. Now, we can also look at the fact that when Jesus came, it was just as good as the fullness of times being completed. Because when he was on the cross, he said, "It is finished." In other words, nothing could change God's plan. Well, let me say that nothing could change God's plan from the beginning, before the foundation of the world. God had decided that man would be saved by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I do not believe that God chooses certain individuals to be saved and certain people to be lost. That is not what the Bible teaches us. The Bible teaches us, and I go back where it says that every man has an opportunity to be saved. Every man is shown the light. So that gives every man and woman, boy and girl, the opportunity to be saved. But the plan of salvation was decided before the world was even created. Because God knows everything. He knew that man would need him, and not only for the creation of him, but also for eternity. And once again, Revelation 10:6 says, "And swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer." Dispensation's finished. And Revelation 21:1 says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea." Now, there is no more need for those things that I've just read in Revelation 21:1. There's no more need for those things that existed before the dispensation ended, because the dispensation is complete. When things are complete, you don't need anything else, that it is complete. So therefore, Jesus Christ came into this world to seek and to save those who were lost. And he did go to the cross of Calvary. He did shed his blood there. And might I say that he shed his blood before he got to the cross of Calvary, because he was beaten. He had the crown of thorns placed upon his head and driven down in his scalp so that the blood came out. He was beaten. He was marred, the Bible teaches us, more than any man was ever marred. He suffered more, I believe, than any man could have ever suffered. And yet, he loved us so much that he did that. He laid down his life for you and I, that we one day would be able to say, "My Lord and my God." And this is when we will see him personally. My Lord and my God. My question right now is, do you know him as your Lord and Savior? Please do not leave this world without knowing him as your Savior. Please ask him to come into your heart right now. Ask him, "Lord Jesus, please save me. I want to see you one day. I want to be in heaven. I'm sorry for my sin. Lord, please forgive me. I want you as my Savior."
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.